From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A New Year's party in Istanbul turns deadly. At least 35 people were killed and 40 others wounded when an attacker opened fire in a crowded nightclub packed with New Year's revelers in Istanbul. Istanbul Governor Vasif Sahin said the incident was a terror attack, but did not specify who might have carried it out. News reports did say the attacker shot and killed a police officer and a civilian before bursting into the elite Reina nightclub on the Bosphorus in the city's European side. Security measures had been heightened in major Turkish cities, with police barring traffic leading up to key squares in Istanbul and the capital Ankara. Both cities have been targeted by several attacks in the past year, carried out by the Islamic State group or Kurdish rebels. President Barack Obama was briefed on the attack in Turkey. A White House statement said that he offered condolences for those killed and whatever assistance needed for Turkey. At least 28 people were killed and 54 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombers hit a central Baghdad market on Saturday. The twin attacks hit the Al-Sinak market that sells car accessories, food, clothes, as well as agricultural seeds and machinery. Iraqi officials said that minutes after the first suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden belt, the second one struck amid the crowd that had gathered. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, including the latest from Turkey, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution endorsing a ceasefire deal in Syria that was brokered by Russia and Turkey. The resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government, and calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout the war-torn country. Michelle Sisson, the deputy U.S. representative to the United Nations, says the ceasefire cannot be used as another chance for fighting to break out.
In that regard, we are concerned at reports of a regime offensive supported by Hezbollah militia in Wadi Barada. The Security Council's adoption of this text should be seen as a strong signal that such activities must cease.
Syrian rebels say that repeated airstrikes by the government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. Conflict monitors said war planes were pounding rebel-held villages and towns northwest of Damascus in the strategically important Barada Valley. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had no immediate reports of casualties in Barada, but that the area had been hit multiple times since Friday. Before the attack in Istanbul, the world had welcomed 2017 largely without incident. In Hong Kong, a massive fireworks display lighted the night sky, and in Sydney, Australia, fireworks illuminated the city's famed bridge and opera house. In the United Arab Emirates, fireworks splashed across the night sky from the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa. Other displays took place in Athens, Moscow, Berlin, Paris, and London. At the Vatican, Pope Francis told those gathered that though the world celebrates youth and vitality, it must also make a way for young people to succeed.
Ma paradossalmente,
he said, at the same time, paradoxically, we have condemned our young people to have no place in society because we have slowly pushed them to the margins of public life, forcing them to migrate or to beg for jobs that no longer exist or fail to promise them a future. In New York City, huge dump trucks filled with sand have been parked near Times Square to protect celebrants from vehicle attacks. Rui He of China was one of those waiting in New York.
Actually, I come here with my friends over here. And because every New Year, you need to do something special. Like last year, I went to Hong Kong, and this year, I've come here. So,
an estimated 2 million people are expected to crowd into central Manhattan to watch the crystal ball drop atop Times Square. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.